You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. Attorneys General of 36 states plus the District of Columbia are suing Google over the way it runs its mobile app store. It's the latest antitrust challenge brought against one of the big tech giants. Let's get into it with Marketplace's Nova Sappho. Hi, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
So I'm losing count at this point. How many legal challenges are there now?
Yeah, right. It's the fourth big antitrust lawsuit brought recently by government agencies, and that's just against Google, Sabri. Meanwhile, Apple is awaiting a judge's decision in a lawsuit brought by Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite. And that case sounds a lot like what the attorneys general are alleging in this latest lawsuit. And what it boils down to is this, that Google, through its Android operating system, is running a monopoly with its app store and then raking it in by taking a cut of in-app purchases.
Right. So you're referring there to the up to 30% commission that Google can charge. Mm-hmm. But like, why shouldn't it be able to do that? I mean, it's Google's app store, often on Google's phones, and app developers are benefiting from that.
That's right. The lawsuit claims Google essentially ran a bait and switch, though. First, it promised Android would be open. You could download apps from anywhere. And then it gradually closed the system up. And a bit of a new revelation, Sabri, the lawsuit claims Google ran schemes to shut out competition from other app stores like Samsung's Galaxy Store. Now, Google has rejected all of this, saying it's nothing more than an effort to help app developers. In a blog post, the company said its mobile operating system is more open than other platforms. So probably alluding to Apple there, Sabri.
Okay. Marketplace's Nova Sappho. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.